Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news right now at 6 a.m. A Raleigh home goes up in flames with several people asleep inside. How the quick thinking of a stranger may have saved their lives.
And rain showing up on the radar this morning from the Triangle area over toward Rocky Mount and Wilson and even back to our west. I'll show you the timeline for the storms and how long they'll last today. And we have you covered on travel issues on the road and in the skies. You're looking live at a gas station in Garner and at RDU International Airport as our team tracks how the July 4th holiday weekend is shaping up. We know a lot of you have big travel plans, and we thank you for checking in with us before you leave town. Good morning, everyone. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Wednesday. Here you can see Fayetteville Street. Umbrellas still needed. Windshield wipers out there on the roads. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center would look at that radar.
And definitely we're seeing it here in downtown Raleigh. There are plenty of parts of the viewing area that aren't seeing it. We're seeing a little thunderstorm in the very southern tip of Sampson County. We have some showers and thunderstorms back here getting ready to move into Siler City. It's already starting to rain there just a bit. And then, of course, right around the Triangle area and all the way up toward the I-95 corridor. Let's zoom in a little closer here, and you can see some scattered rain in Raleigh, but it's a little heavier up around Wake Forest and Rollsville. Definitely seeing some heavier rain now pushing into Lewisburg here in the southern part of Franklin County. We've been seeing some of that rain in Nash County as well. Let's back it up again, and you can see some thunderstorms in Ashboro. This is a bigger cell here moving into Siler City. That's going to start affecting more of our western county over the next 30 minutes to an hour or so. Checking out Futurecast. Futurecast showing these showers continuing on up until around 9 or 10. And then more of that develops down south after that as we get into the afternoon. Boy, we could use some rain down south, but this is still looking pretty scattered. And some of those rainfall totals not looking very impressive for most of us. I'll show you that coming up in just a few minutes. This all begins to clear overnight tonight, and tomorrow does look drier. This is a look from our Sheraton camera through downtown Raleigh, where it is wet right now, 70 degrees. With our dew point sitting at 65, that dew point is on the rise as well as our temperatures. So it is going to feel a bit stickier for us today. Mid-70s down to the south, mid-60s still up to the north. Hour by hour, we'll climb up to around 80 at 2 o'clock, and our highs will be in the mid-80s this afternoon. As I mentioned, our humidity starts to go up a little bit today. I'll show you how much higher it will feel through the weekend coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, we are watching our sensors and our cameras as we track those showers around the Triangle and through the rest of our viewing area. This is over in Zebulon with a live look at 64 at Arendelle Avenue, and you can see how wet it is there. And Elizabeth showed us on the radar as those showers move off toward the east. We're seeing a lot of wet roads in Wake County this morning. That trip on 64 leaving Raleigh, heading through Knightdale and Wendell out toward Rocky Mount, need to be especially careful on those wet roads. Taking a look around the Triangle, a couple of crashes, one on 440 eastbound at Wake Forest Road, another on Capitol at the Wake Forest Road interchange just north of downtown Raleigh. Another update in about 10 minutes, Jeff.
Thanks, Brian. We're on top of breaking news in Raleigh. A gaping hole remains in the roof of this home after that fire tore through it overnight. This video is amazing from Spoolin Court in Raleigh. And WRL's Michelle McConaughey is there now. Fire is out. Everyone inside that home, though, was asleep when the fire started. And daylight a little bit now. Michelle, we can get a better look at some of the damage.
Yeah, I'm going to show you the damage in just a second, Jeff. But this family is okay. The four people in that home, they're out completely safe because of a stranger. Somebody was walking past their home. They saw the flames. They alerted the family. So they said, you have to get out of the home. And they did. But I want to show you some of the damage that's left behind you here. You were talking about the hole in the roof. You could see the damage up there. A lot of the siding has just melted right off of the home. A lot of it fell right to the floor. That is a lot of the damage that we've seen from the home. But I want to take you back to that video from last night as well. This happened around 11 o'clock last night. 40 firefighters responded to that fire. The fire was under control within 20 minutes, which is some good news. The damage was mainly to the attic and the second floor. You just saw that damage with the siding there. But as you mentioned, those four people, they're out of the home. They're okay. They all thanks to that passerby, that pedestrian that was just walking, luckily, at the right place at the right time. They are all okay this morning. We're live in Raleigh on Spoolin Court. Michelle McConaughey, WRL News.
We're also tracking breaking news when it comes to travel. Nationwide flight issues will once again be a problem for people at RDU International, where you're looking live now.
This all comes ahead of the 4th of July holiday weekend. And just in the last few minutes, we checked where things stand. As of 6 a.m., 16 flights set to take off today from the airport are canceled. That's two more than from 5 a.m. And another six are delayed. Nationally, more than 800 flights are canceled or delayed. New this morning, gas prices are still trending down. That's according to AAA's 3 a.m. report. So if you're one of the 42 million people expected to drive this weekend, you may want to consider filling up your tank today. WRL's Naya Harden is live in Garner with where things stand at the pump. Naya, good morning.
Good morning. Well, this morning we are already seeing people out right now filling up their tanks, many of them likely filling up as well for the 4th of July weekend as they plan to head out. Right now, gas being lower than what we've seen, $4.51 a gallon for the average in North Carolina as of this morning. Last week, we reported that gas was around $4.59 a gallon. And while gas has gone down, it is still hitting people's wallets, our average today being the ninth lowest price in the country. And economists say that this is because of the demand. AAA explained it like this. There are concerns about the economy. This brought the price of oil down. And while this may bring prices down at the pump, we will still see higher than normal gas prices. I spoke to one driver here today asking him about his plans. Here's what he had to say.
For the 4th, I plan on being home, maybe doing some activities with my family and extended family. So, but they will have to travel if they want to see me. So we'll see how that goes. I don't know if they're going to come up here or not. They live like an hour away.
So you can see there how families are already on the fence about going different places, traveling more than they need to. And so as you do that, as you plan to leave, we've got the cheapest gas prices in your area. Where to find them? You can go to the WRL News app. Just search the words fuel tracker. Naya Harden, WRL News in Garner.
Happening today, Durham is trying a new approach to handle 911 calls that involve mental health patients. The city is launching unarmed response teams made up of a mental health clinician, a peer support specialist, and an EMT. They'll operate in the areas you see in green on this map, including downtown Durham, north of NC Central University, and areas north of I-85. This comes one day after Durham launched a program to divert 911 calls relating to mental health to trained specialists. People who live in the city say they like the idea.
We need capable people to be able to deal with the mental health issues and crises that exist. And so this is definitely a step in the right direction.
Another part of this program starts tomorrow. We're talking about care navigators who are being asked to follow up after 911 calls to connect people with health.
And tonight on WRL, we have an exclusive look at the Durham Police Department and the efforts to combat gun violence in the city. WRL's documentary unit spent time with families decimated by gun violence, talked to advocates trying to tackle the causes of this issue, and push city leaders for answers. You can watch Durham Under Fire tonight at 7:30 p.m. on WRL or on our YouTube page.
Happening today, the Supreme Court will release more rulings on issues of widespread impact. The court still has four opinions to announce this term. The next big one to watch out for would determine how much power the federal government has to regulate climate change. A ruling against the Biden administration could make it harder for any national efforts to address climate change. Today's rulings will be released after 10 a.m.
Happening now, President Biden is meeting with NATO leaders in Spain. The president joined in this morning's summit at 4 a.m. our time. The military alliance will discuss Finland and Sweden's plans to join and how best to handle the war in Ukraine. President Biden already announced he would boost U.S. military presence in Europe to deter any Russian aggression. U.S. Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina is also in Spain right now for the NATO summit.
And happening now in the WRL Live Center, firefighters in California are racing to put out this vegetation fire. This is new video into our newsroom. This fire also forcing many families to evacuate this area of Nevada County. The so-called Rice's Fire started Tuesday afternoon and has burned more than 500 acres so far. And according to Cal Fire, there are multiple hotspots still battling. Firefighters are battling several hotspots right now. Firefighters say at least one home has been destroyed so far. far, more than 500 structures remain threatened by this fire. Crews are working both on the ground and in the air to try to halt the spread of the flames. Of course, the cause of the fire remains under investigation.
Today, education advocates will call for a bigger boost in funding for North Carolina public schools. It's part of Leandro Advocacy Day. It is centered on a decades-long court case that found the state doesn't provide a sound basic education for all students. The judge overseeing the case ordered the state to pay billions as a result, but much of that is still unpaid. The state Supreme Court will hear arguments in the case later this summer. Today's rally starts at 9 outside the state capitol.
In just a few hours, we'll get a new look at plans to renovate PNC Arena for the first time in years. The Centennial Authority, which oversees the venue in Raleigh, will hear a presentation about the upgrades at 9 a.m. The design plan will show updates based on growth trends and compare PNC with arenas in other cities. We'll also learn how much these upgrades could cost. The renovation project has been on hold since the pandemic. After 4 months overseas, many Fort Bragg troops are back with their families.
But you know what? I'm glad to be home.
Plenty of others, though, are still stationed far away. Just ahead, how long until more of them get to come home as well?
Plus, it seemed like a regular traffic stop, but took an unexpected turn. How it landed a 16-year-old driver with charges including human trafficking.
Today will be the coolest day of the week due to the cloud cover and, of course, some rain that we'll see on and off. I'll go over the timeline for the showers and thunderstorms, and we'll take a closer look at the holiday. It is 6:13, tracking some rain out there for us this morning. Some of that's easing up in Raleigh, but moving toward the northern part of Wake County, back over toward Franklin County, parts of Nash County, and then another little cell here moving over into Chatham County. A little bit of lightning associated with that one. A lot of us aren't seeing rain, but we'll see this potential here around the middle of our viewing area, probably for the next couple of hours. Our temperatures are mainly in the low 70s from the Triangle area southward. It's a little cooler in the north, but 71 Rocky Mount and Goldsboro, 71 degrees in Wilson right now. The big thing today is that we're going to see an increase in our humidity. It's really going to start to creep up this afternoon. Roanoke Rapids, one of the cool spots there on the map at 63. Durham sitting at 70. Our highs this afternoon will be in the mid to upper 80s as you're walking the dog during the late afternoon.
6:14 as we check traffic this morning, and we're about to see some pretty heavy showers moving along the I-40 corridor between Raleigh, heading out toward the airport and RTP. And coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll take a look at those cameras, get an update on the drive out there. Right now, our major routes are looking fairly good around the triangle. We have a couple of minor crashes reported in Raleigh, one on Capitol right around Lewisburg, or rather around Wake Forest Road, and another on 440 eastbound around Wake Forest Road. At this point, we're not seeing big delays with those. Again, another update in about 10 minutes, Jeff.
We continue to track new developments in the human tragedy out of San Antonio, Texas, where 51 migrants were found dead in the back of a semi-truck. This morning, the owner of that trucking company says the vehicle's ID numbers were fake. He says the truck shows up as being registered to his company, but that's not the case. At least three people are in custody in connection to the deaths. It'll take time to identify the dead people because they are from several different countries.
Our medical examiner's office has carried a heavy load over the last few weeks from the Uvalde victims and now today.
Investigators say the people who died were trapped inside that truck as temperatures outside rose above 100 degrees. 11 people who were rescued remain in the hospital.
We'll have to wait another week before learning if the town of Garner will adopt a non-discrimination ordinance. Town Council pushed back a vote on the rule adopted by half of Wake County's other communities until July 5th. One member said he would like to hear from towns that chose not to approve the ordinance on why they made that decision. The ordinance would provide protections for LGBTQ people in public and the workplace.
This morning, a plan to spend our tax dollars to improve schools in Johnston County could get the final okay. The Board of Education is holding a virtual special session there to discuss the action on the budget for the next fiscal year. It includes recruiting bonuses for teachers and more money for textbooks, and that discussion starts at 10 a.m.
More Fort Bragg soldiers are waking up with their families this morning after several months overseas, and more will soon be on their way home. WRL's cameras were rolling as members of the 82nd Airborne Division returned home from duty in Poland. They've been there since Valentine's Day. Specialist Christopher Weiss shared his excitement to see his wife and two kids.
How much has he changed from what you saw last?
Very special. He's changed a lot, but you know what? I'm glad to be home.
As a family, we pushed through it and we supported each other, stayed motivated, positive for him. So, I mean, but to have him home is the most surrealist feeling ever.
So glad that they're back, and we thank them for their service. Another round of troops stationed in Poland will be arriving home just in time for the 4th of July.
Fitting Independence Day. It's great. A driver pulled over for looking at her phone while behind the wheel is now in jail on much more serious crimes. Canton, Georgia police officers say they quickly learned the driver was 16 years old, didn't have a license, and they also realized the van she was in had been stolen from a taxi company in Charlotte, here in North Carolina. The driver was also traveling with a 13-year-old girl and a large amount of lingerie.
Brought some detectives to the scene to help with the interviews, and later determined that the 16-year-old was bringing the 13-year-old to Oklahoma to see a gentleman.
So now that 16-year-old faces kidnapping and human trafficking charges. The 13-year-old is back with her parents in Charlotte. Officers are trying to figure out if the two knew each other.
New this morning, we're tracking the results of more primary elections across the U.S. Voters made their voices heard in New York, Illinois, Colorado, Oklahoma, and Mississippi. Candidates backed by former President Trump saw mixed success. Election deniers, including a Republican candidate for Secretary of State in Colorado, lost their primaries. But other controversial figures like Representative Mary Miller of Illinois came out on top.
We took on the fake news media. We took on the special interests from the swamp, and we won!
On the Democratic side, New York's Governor Kathy Hochul earned her party's nomination. This fall, she will face Congressman Lee Zeldin, who beat Rudy Giuliani's son in the GOP primary.
It's been hit and miss so far this morning weather-wise, but it's been prevalent in areas where it is hitting. And Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with folks who might need that umbrella today.
Some of us definitely will. About an hour and a half ago, we had a big shower come right over us here. We could hear it on the roof. That's begun to shift off to the north and east. We have another band that's moving into Siler City right now, the western part of Chatham County. This one's got some thunder and lightning with it. And we've also had some lightning here in the southern part of Sampson County. That cell starting to weaken just a little bit. None of this is severe, but it is producing some brief heavy rain. Let's go back here to the Triangle area. You can see some showers just west of Cary stretching up toward Durham and moving over Jordan Lake right now. We're seeing some rain moving up toward Creedmoor around Wake Forest and Lewisburg, seeing some showers. We're seeing it from Wendell stretching over toward Nashville and Nash County. And then let's back up again, and you can see some thunder and lightning there in Siler City. That's going to be headed toward Pittsboro and also toward Chapel Hill and Durham here in the next 30 to 45 minutes. Here's a live look at Lewisburg, and this is a look from the Lofts on Main and Tar Banks Brewing, and you can see the showers there, some wet conditions there in Lewisburg this morning. We'll continue to see these light showers, some of them briefly heavy up until around lunchtime, and then the focus begins to shift down to the south. But once we get to the evening commute, the computer models show this really starting to fizzle out and start to dry out too. As we get overnight, we'll begin to see some clearing. Here's a look at what's happening here. We have a stationary front that's sitting offshore, and we're close enough to that we're seeing some showers and thunderstorms sort of associated with that front sitting offshore and a little wave that's been riding up along it. Down here at the very end of the front, we have a disturbance that continues to develop here off the coast of Texas. It's 40% chance that it could become something tropical in the next several days. What may happen is it could make landfall here along the coast of Texas and then swing up toward the Great Lakes. And if it follows that path, it's not likely to send us any rain, but it could be interesting to watch. The next name on the list, whichever one gets there first, is going to be Bonnie, and it's probably going to be this system right here. It's close. Winds at 40 miles per hour. It just doesn't have that closed circulation. It's moving west at 30, likely to become Tropical Storm Bonnie really at any point today or tomorrow, and then crossing back into the Pacific, where it will get a different name after it crosses Central America. One more out there here in the Atlantic, coming off the coast of Africa with a 30% chance of developing. Right now, our rip current danger along the coast is low. low. That's good news. As we take a look at our forecast at the beaches for the weekend, temperatures are going to look good in the mid-80s for highs. But each afternoon, starting Friday through Monday, we'll have a chance of afternoon storms, which is pretty typical, of course, for summertime. We're in a very summer-like pattern for us, too, with some afternoon storms and a fairly high heat index, too. I'll show you that coming up in just a bit, Brian.
Let's take a look at traffic here, and we're going to start with a look at Doppler radar. We're going to zoom into the Triangle area because we're about to see some fairly heavy showers moving through Morrisville and Cary along that busy I-40 corridor from West Raleigh heading out to the airport and RTP. I want to take you to that camera out at I-40 at Aviation Parkway, and you can see where that has just started to fall there. We're starting to see some pretty heavy rain, perhaps heavy enough at times to reduce visibility briefly and certainly to make the roads kind of tricky out there. So if you're heading out toward the airport or RTP here in the next little while in West Raleigh, Cary, Morrisville, South Durham, be prepared for those heavy showers moving through. A couple of crashes I'm following right now in Raleigh, one on Capitol Boulevard at Wake Forest Road. No delay showing up on sensors right now. And another crash on 440 eastbound at Wake Forest Road. And again, right now it looks like traffic's flowing fairly well through that interchange.
Brian remembers where he was 1 year ago today. An exotic cobra escaped its enclosure in Raleigh. And coming up, we take a look at what's changed now since the escape that made national headlines.
And there's a new proposal on the table to improve safety in North Carolina schools. We'll take a look at what's inside and how much it would cost.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Support is pouring in on social media this morning for Blink-182 drummer Travis Barker after he was rushed to the hospital.
Yeah, Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
Yeah, still trying to figure out exactly what's going on here. Barker was alongside his wife, Kourtney Kardashian, when he was rushed to the hospital. Officials said that Barker has a medical issue, but they didn't say exactly what it was. His 16-year-old daughter has asked for prayers in an Instagram story that was posted late last night. Barker married Kardashian just this past May.
There's one report that said Barker tweeted, "God save me." Just a couple of hours, this is weird because just a couple hours after he went to the hospital in California, in LA, his son appeared on stage with Machine Gun Kelly and sang their collaboration, Die in California, it's called. Really weird.
Well, hope we get some answers soon.
Yeah.
Also trending this morning, a real life Rick Roll. Yes, that's Rick Astley making a special appearance at a Big Time Rush concert last night. And there he was singing probably the only Rick Astley song that most people know, Never Gonna Give You Up. You know, it is famous with more than a billion views on YouTube and a lot of those accidental, unintended views.
It is such an earworm, though.
Yes.
And come on, it gives you all the 80s feels, you know, released in 1987, has lived on ever since. And for all of those who watch Ted Lasso, I will always remember that episode when this song was featured. Trust me, it was just wonderful.
So worth it. Yeah, it just takes you back right there.
It does.
I'm never going to give you up.
And now you're going to have that song in your head, guaranteed. Yeah. Brian, thanks. The news continues at 6:30.
Gas prices are dropping just a little bit as people get ready for the 4th of July. Coming up, we're going to tell you about drivers and why they say their plans could still change.
And I'm tracking some rain on the radar this morning from the Triangle area up toward Rocky Mount and back across parts of Chatham County. I'll show you the timeline for these storms for the rest of the morning.